Big Friday show for you here on the Morning Musers. We got Muse in the News, the Great Gordo, coming up at 7:15. He says it's coming to kill us all. That'll be followed by Scatter Shooting with Junior. Then here in 1 hour, it's the emergency break of the week. We were waiting for this number to come out because we were part of it. We were among what we thought would be over a million people nationwide, worldwide, that would pay for the pay-per-view fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. That was the main event in a fight card last Saturday night. And I just figured I have not bought a fight in forever. I figured the number would at least be over a million. Maybe we'd get into the 2 million or 3 million number. But astonishingly, the number comes out, and it's between, they estimate, Yahoo Sports reports, the number's 25% lower than their break-even number of 1.2. It's somewhere between 800 and 850,000 pay-per-view subscribers. And that really sounds low to me. And I thought, man, I guess the fight just wasn't watched by that many people. Well, it was, but nearly 20 times that amount of people watched it via piracy, that it was lifted online, and they feel that somewhere between 10 and 20 million live views of the fight on major social network platforms like Twitter or Facebook, and nearly another 10 million more were viewed on a video on demand that was slightly delayed. So that could be as many as 30 million people.
Arr.
They say that bars and restaurants also took the chance and didn't pay for it through a cable or a satellite service. They too pirated the fight and just thought, who's going to come after us? And I guess they charge a restaurant or bar more than they charge the individual, right? It's a higher fee, but I would think it would pay for itself if you are selling a lot of drinks for a couple of hours and you just go ahead and pay that.
How do they know, by the way?
I don't know. I think there are services out there that try to help them. Some do it better than others. Like they say, UFC has a really... they spend a lot of resources on combating signal theft, but apparently boxing promoters aren't nearly as aggressive.
But like, I've got DirecTV, and when I went to buy the fight, it just said purchase, yes or no, and I clicked yes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I had a business account, like if you run a bar and you have DirecTV and that's how you show
sports,
it'd
be a commercial account, yeah. I would think you would
sign up as a commercial account.
I believe
so. And then when they come
right
out and install, they know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how you.
So when that guy goes to click buy, instead of $80, it's whatever, $200 or $160. But they know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did not know this was a big deal. Apparently, this happens a lot to boxing, not as much to UFC, but a lot to boxing. Doesn't this also say something about how people are consuming television, and in this case, sports television? That cable and satellite, we look at that as, okay, well, that's the only way to get it. But if you're watching sports on your phone or your laptop, you can find all sorts of different ways to go watch something live, and you don't have to pay a dime for it. I would think that would be the next thing for these promoters to do is, okay, we've got to have some sort of technology that can scramble that signal so it's not so easy, and come up with our own computer hackers who prevent this from happening. But I think it does say a lot, doesn't it, about how we consume sports television now.
I think it says a lot about how sorry a lot of us are. We're stealing the broadcast.
Yeah.
They want you, it's intended to be paid for, but you steal it.
Yeah.
You pirate it.
It's one of those weird things that we just have a moral blind spot for.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know,
because if it was... let's say a Blu-ray DVD of this event that was in a store, you would not steal it, put it in your bag, and then walk out of it.
Right.
Some people would, right? But,
yeah,
but most of us won't.
See, that is, oh, I'd never
right,
do
that's
that.
Shoplifting. I would never shoplift. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, we just, I don't know, it doesn't kind of seem like shoplifting because it's kind of done online, and I don't know. kind of free.
Don't you think it makes it easier too, morally, to think, well, it's just it's just a couple clicks that I made on my laptop.
Yeah, it's just a couple clicks on my laptop, and you know what? Those people are rich anyway. It's not like they're going to miss this money. And,
yeah, all those
yeah,
olds are buying.
They actually do miss that money.
All those olds are buying it on their satellite. Who has satellite anymore?
Yeah, let's make fun of people who do pay for it. That's because we are sorry creatures.
Yeah.
We're just sorry.
We are always looking for the shortcut.
Yes.
The easy way, the cheap way, the free way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I've always had a paranoia about that, about lifting something illegally, pirating something. Even if you have satellite technology, that's what I still use. There's a lot of people who misuse their chip. You know, we'll take that over to somebody's house or take it over to another location and
modded.
Not pay for that second location. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's some who pirate cable. To me, that's just never been worth the whatever you're paying, $39.95 a month to pirate that, and then all of a sudden you have a cable company coming after you for, I don't know, $10,000 over the last 10 years.
You're just scared of it. It works on you. The deterrent works
scared
on you.
Yeah,
scared.
It's just wrong. It's just like anything else. It's just you're stealing a service.
Well, I used to not be, now I never was a huge piracy guy. Like I never, you know, was on a bunch of torrent sites getting movies and all that mess. Like a lot of people I know do that sort of thing. Remember the whole Napster deal? That was a really big story back in the day of people pirating music. But I think I was a sorry person for many years about like software or something. I would get some cracked version of software and then it was probably 15 years ago or so. When I started saying, this is ridiculous, okay? I have the money to buy something. I want to reward the makers of this product that I really like. I want to pay for something. And that was a real shift in my mentality. And I'm not defending the way I was before or saying that I'm awesome now. But I have gone through that transition that a lot of people have. And you wonder, why was I ever like that? Like, even as something as small as there's this guitar teacher who has an app, you know, that I really like his work and his free videos that he puts online. And I paid for his app because I want that guy to be in business.
Right.
I want him to make money off
YouTube,
of his
man.
Good
just
work.
Just watch it on YouTube.
I know, but that's like so... I don't understand our mentality that does not want to reward people's good work that we consume.
I know. But I think that's what... That is one of the downfalls of... the amazing universe that we have now online, that we just think, well, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to pay for this the service that covers the Cowboys for me or something like that. I need to find a way to get this free. That's just an annoyance to go through that paywall.
Why
I want
is
that for free?
But it doesn't make any sense. Even within myself, it doesn't make sense.
I know.
Why I'm willing to pay $80 for a meal at a restaurant. But what? Morning News wants $3 a month? What are you talking about?
See, I think it has to do with history, though. Forever the news... Well, I take that back. You always had to pay for the newspaper.
Right,
yeah. I was going to say for fights, for example, the Ali-Frazier fights, you know, were always on free TV on ABC with Howard Cosell. And then somewhere in the 70s, they got to be pay-per-view-ish. So a lot of people were offended that you had to pay for something that used to be free.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like a meal at a restaurant, you've always had to pay for.
Yeah.
But isn't it a weird hangover effect that because something was free 30 years ago, that I'm still resistant to paying for it now, even though, if you get down to it, it's worth that money to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand, like, the newspaper paywall, for example. So I've got a morning news subscription. And that's our local paper. But when I try to go get an LA Times article, New York Times article, Washington Post, you always hit the paywall.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thought is, well, God, I can't have 30 different newspaper subscriptions.
Right.
And then I think, but in the past, this is so why don't I do that? Because in the past, the only way that I would have been able to read all these papers is to get on a plane, fly to L.A., pay 50 cents for an L.A. Times,
right.
Fly to New York, pay 50 cents for a New York Times. Now it's all coming to my computer. I could read all these papers, and it might cost me, I don't know, $20 a month?
Yeah. Is there a service out there that you can pay, I don't know, let's say $20 a month? and I get to choose the 20 papers that I want to subscribe to.
That'd be great.
They ought to do something like that. It's a la carte thing.
Great idea.
You can drop in and out of different ones that you want, but your max is 20 subscriptions, and you pay one rate. That way I'm not paying 20 different individuals.
But you're right. I search coronavirus latest, New York Times article, and I click on it, and it says, pay, you know, subscribe here. And then I get mad.
Yeah.
Why am I getting mad?
I'm always getting mad because someone wants, they want to charge me for access to their work.
Yeah.
I'm entitled to their work, man.
And it's a newspaper site, and you've always had to pay for the newspaper.
I know.
You go to the newspaper stand, and you put in a quarter.
It's because we don't make sense. All these things are, they're emotional decisions. You know, it is an emotional thing about how we feel offended when someone asks us to pay, whereas some other industry asks us to pay and we think, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you fix my car. Yeah, absolutely, I'll pay you. We don't go on there, what? I want it free!
800,000 subscribed. They believe up to 20 or 30 million pirated, viewed it by watching it, a pirated online broadcast of the fight.
Yeah,
and 20 times what,
and every one of those people that pirated have some sort of justification that makes sense to them. That you always make a quick and uneasy peace with it. It's not that big a deal, or I wasn't the one that pirated, my friend did, and I'm just going to his place to watch it. We find some way to where we're not on the hook for it.
Yeah, and it doesn't want to make me look into, hey, how do I get it free next time? I still think if I go to the trouble to watch a fight, I will pay for it just to not have a prison term on the end of it. But I guess there's 20. You're not going to prosecute 20 million people.
Yeah, so what do they do? How do they enforce it? Do they go after anybody, like one guy who pirated it, just to make an example of him?
I don't think so.
Put him in front of the firing squad?
I would think they'd put the resources into prevention for the next time.
I think we all have a problem with the term pirated. Every time we say it, it sounds weird. Pirated it.
Stole. Let's say stole.
All right, that is offensive, and so apparently was the halftime show to the Super Bowl. We don't have time to get to this. Can we do this in the corner?
Before we do Fantastic Friday fan feedback, we got to talk about how there were so many complaints about the Super Bowl halftime show to the FCC, and the majority of those complaints came from our great state.
Yep, the state of Texas.
Texas
is
offended by 50-year-olds. Rubbing their taints on stripper poles.
All right, it's 7:07 on the ticket. Up next, it's Gordo and Muse in the News.
It's coming to kill us all next.